Every day, you want to do more for the people who depend on you, at work and at home. Now, with our help, you will. At Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network, we're doing more every day to help you get more out of healthcare and more out of life. More options, more efficiency, and more resources for employees, which means more time for life outside of work. We believe it's time for more. Find out how Blue Cross can bring more to your business and your life. Visit timeformore.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field on Saturday, November 11th against Purdue. Tickets are on sale at nusports.com. Last night's Game 7 pulled an 18-8 overnight rating, the second highest for a World Series game in the last 13 years. The highest was Game 7 last year between the Cubs and the Indians. Weekend passes for the 33rd Cubs convention go on sale tomorrow at noon. And former Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio has officially been hired for the same position with the Tigers. The Red Sox are bringing in Tony La Russa as a special assistant. And Angels outfielder Justin Upton has agreed to a new 5-year, $106 million deal. The Blackhawks are off until Saturday when they're in Minnesota. The Bulls are off today. They're at the Magic tomorrow in search of their first road win. And the Cavs' Tristan Thompson suffered a calf injury and will miss about a month. Andrew Luck has been placed on IR as he's still recovering from January's shoulder surgery. GM Chris Ballard said no doctor has indicated the problem with the shoulder could be career-threatening. Thursday night football tonight, 5-2 Bills take on the Jets. Coverage on The Score starts at 7 o'clock. And in the MAC tonight at 5, NIU plays Toledo. The update's brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com. And Taco Bell's $5 cravings deal. You get a cheesy gordita crunch, burrito supreme, nachos, a crunchy taco, and a Baja Blast, all for just $5. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
The Bernstein and Golf Show.
Game 7 tonight will be fun.
Wrong.
We think we'll see Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah.
We think maybe we'll see Dallas Keuchel.
Nope.
You know, I don't believe in game-to-game momentum, but history says if the home team wins, they usually win the series.
Yeah. Momentum is tomorrow's starting pitcher.
Yu Darvish is the second pitcher in a World Series with two starts of less than two innings pitched.
I'm just hoping for a good one. I would hate for me to get primed and ready for this thing tonight, and it's 6-0 after two innings.
Great Dodger Stadium hosts its first Game 7. Everybody's running on empty. Who's got the most reserve in their tank to get through one more winner-take-all? The worst part, you never prepared to end your season on a loss. To the right side, Darvish has to get over. Tough play, wild throw, and into the dugout. Astros take the lead. To the right side, Bellinger thought about it. A run scores. Bregman almost did a header. And it's 2-0 Houston here in the first. Chop to the right side. The play is to first as McCann scores. An RBI for Lance McCullers Jr. He's made it 3-0 Houston. Shot into left center field. Back at the wall. It's gone. Springer stays hot. And it's 5-0 Houston here in the second.
Two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning. Astros lead 5-1. Pitch on the way. Ground ball right side into the shift to his left. Altuve has it in short right. Throws to first. And the Astros are 2017 World Series champions. For the first time ever, the Astros are baseball's best.
Well, it took them 56 seasons, but they got it done in dramatic fashion.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
It's the Bernstein and Goff Show. That's what you're listening to right here on 670 The Score. You can check out our live video stream at watch670thescore.com. Brought to you by American Needle. Quality headwear based in Chicago since 1918. If you're watching on Facebook Live, you can see that quality headwear. Socks, Hawks, Cubs caps.
Well, what's going to match with your Lupus Society purple and your matching purple and white checked shirt?
You got the Fitbit.
Your purple Fitbit.
I went on a purple run this morning.
And for some Lupus reason. And go Cats.
Yeah, man.
Right?
Yeah, so I'm feeling good this morning.
See if you can get something to match up with the outfit. Yeah, both of us actually dressed like grown-ups today.
What are the odds? I don't know what happened. You had yourself a meeting this morning.
Just a little lunch meeting with the Camp One Step folks. And it was really more of a thank you than anything else. And just we get together every once in a while outside of the formalities of boards and committees just to kind of hang out. And it was really a reiteration of just the significance of the Bernstein and Goff listenership and for years the afternoon show listenership and what it's meant for our growing dynamic organization. And obviously we got the poker event coming up. We've got our marathon team that we're putting together, and so many people feel strongly about helping kids with cancer and making them happy and giving them the benefits of a complete and normal childhood through camp. And it's an important relationship for all of us. And every time the organization and the office reaches out to say thanks, I say, look, I know a lot of listenership gets as much or more out of it than we do. And as a station, as a company, that connection is as important to us as anything else. So it always works both ways. So I always love to see what you do for the Lupus Society of Illinois.
Well, it's just, it's good to see in these times some kind of outpouring of humanity, every once in a while.
Where it's got to come from. We got to work even harder to help the people who need the most help. So was that it for Chase Utley last night?
I didn't think about that. Yeah, you'd think so, right? I mean, a bit player for a team that doesn't need him anymore, really?
He's 38.
Had a hell of a career.
That's what I was looking at. He's not a Hall of Famer.
No?
No. Because his drop-off was just too pronounced. Just too pronounced. Because he went...
from MVP candidate to MVP winner, right? Didn't Chase win an MVP? If I'm not mistaken.
He did not.
He did not?
He won one.
Jimmy Rollins won one, right?
Yeah, the highest he got...
Howard got close to winning one?
He was seventh in MVP voting in 06. He was eighth in 07. He was eighth in 09. But when he started to drop, it was pretty precipitous. So, and the last 1, 2, 3, 5 years have been really bad for him.
Think about the three players that they had in Philadelphia at the same time. Those three guys, you talk about a precipitous drop. Ryan Howard
just stopped.
Fell off the map. And he started a little late, too. Wasn't he like 26, 27 when he finally bust through the door? But, man, him and J-Ro and Chase Utley, they were
able to just let Jim Thome go.
Yes!
We got
a guy behind you that's going to hit 45 home runs, and Jimmy Rollins is going to be a 30-30 guy, and Chase Utley, I remember his name being so important because that's when the war conversations started to bubble up, and it was like, hey, Chase Utley is actually the best player on that team, and I'm looking at the old stats like, no, come on.
Yeah, the year Howard was MVP, Chase Utley's wins above replacement was 7.2. Again, positional.
Positional, right.
Because he's a second baseman.
Second baseman. Yeah, right. I got you. So is it Chase Utley's last go round? Might be, but our guy, Moon Beltran, got himself a damn ring. We made fun of his haircut, his hairstyle.
Well, we were down in Scottsdale. Yeah. We saw that he had bleached everything
out. Team Puerto Rico. And we look up and we were in some restaurant, drinking some drinks. And like, look, it's Moon Beltran because he looked like Moon Mullen.
Yep.
And that dude. He looks like a coach, like him, in every single way. But think about that outfield.
Somebody actually puts a fungo bat in his hand just because.
Like, what are you doing?
Fills his back pockets with baseballs.
I still play.
Think about
that outfield, though. Like, as a kid, I remember watching that Beltran-Damon die thing. Like, yo, Kansas City's got something. They're not going to be able to pay these dudes, but Kansas City has got something. And each one of those guys went on to win a World Series in different stops. He finally gets his 13 years after. He was the last guy to leave that group, if I'm not mistaken. The Houston trade, everybody had already gone their separate ways. Jermaine Dye was already, I believe, an A. That's when he broke his fibula on the check swing. And Johnny Damon had already moved on to the Yankees and the Red Sox by that time.
Carlos Beltran is a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah, one of the greatest switch hitters of all time.
He is. Guess who his most similar player is statistically? A guy I always bring up as being problematic for the Hall of Fame. I said when he went in, he just knocked the door in for other guys. I'm not talking about Jim Rice.
Oh, that's
on my list, too.
Is it another switch hitter?
No, it is not. But
I would think Chipper Jones or Eddie
Chipper
Murray.
Jones is the ninth most similar player.
Dawson, then.
Andre Dawson. Your list of similarity scores 10-1 for Carlos Beltran.
You notice this list, huh? I'm always making lists.
This is from Baseball Reference. Adrian Beltre.
Hall of Famer.
First ballot, right? Chipper Jones.
Hall of Famer.
Dwight Evans.
Hall of Famer, right?
No.
No? Okay.
Dave Winfield.
Hall of Famer.
Gary Sheffield.
Should be a Hall of Famer.
Tony Perez.
Hall of Famer.
Luis Gonzalez. Not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, he had some issues.
Al Kaline.
Josh Bagley.
No!
Al Kaline, Billy Williams
Hall of Famer.
Is number two, and number one most similar to Carlos Hall Beltran is Andre Dawson.
I didn't know you had an Andre Dawson thing.
Yeah, I just thought he was borderline.
Why?
It
didn't pop?
Right.
The numbers didn't pop for you?
Yeah. No, he was,
you were a Santo guy, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. Santo got screwed for years.
Yeah.
Completely screwed out of. I mean, he was one of the best third basemen ever. That should be without question. But Dawson was kind of
yeah.
But I'll give it up for.
I did
Carlos
not know
Beltran.
That you felt that way about Hawk Dawson
and Chase Utley for
his
those
wet Jerry curl.
I knew you had to get to that. I love that when they pull him out of the. Karen Wood pulls him out of the ivy.
Ridiculous.
So and your similarities. The most similar player to Chase Utley is Ian Kinsler. There's only two Hall of Famers in his top 10 comps, and it's Joe Gordon and Bobby Doerr.
How many home runs did he hit?
Career Utley?
300 plus? 320? 330? What are you talking?
Chase Utley's career home runs, 258.
Really? See, I thought he was a 300 guy. That's why I was like, wow. So he boomed for like 4 or 5 years and just...
His peak... When in between 2005,
it was only 4 years long.
Between his peak between 2005 and 2009, his home run totals are 28, 32, 22, 33, 31. And since 2015, it's been 8, 5, 3, 14, and 8. Everybody else is hitting home runs, he's not even.
Right.
In San Diego, it's Dominic on the score.
I think it's a monumental overreaction to say that these teams need more contact guys to win the World Series. You have two teams that just combined to hit the most home runs ever in a World Series, and everyone thinks they're the two best teams in baseball. So I think John Smoltz kind of started this narrative last night, especially on Bellinger.
Yeah, he kept it going.
You know, Bellinger is a young guy that, to me, those swings weren't him trying to hit a home run. That was a guy that didn't know where his swing was. And he hasn't seen a lot of right-handed curveballs because that's not a pitch that gets thrown a lot anymore, especially to left-handed hitters.
Yep.
And he just looked like he had no idea how to hit one. That's not a guy trying to hit bombs. That's a guy that's just lost.
Dominic, I'm completely
an astute observation.
With you. I'm completely with you.
Yeah, because Smoltz was pushing that last night, Dominic.
Yeah, I think you nailed it. That a lot of this is just rank overreaction.
Yeah.
I follow the lead of guys who.
And thanks for calling.
I trust John Smoltz. I learned things from him when I listened to him talk baseball, and he was pounding that from inning one to about inning seven when everybody knew the game was over. By the way, in the seventh inning when it's five to one and everybody's like, there might be a rally. Even that crowd was like, yeah, we're done. Where's the next party? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, John Smoltz. Find out which person in attendance is going to get in trouble for serial sexual harassment.
Did you see what happened?
Every actor is like, uh-oh.
Did you hear or read about what happened in the bathroom?
Where?
At Dodger Stadium?
No.
All right, I'm not gonna save it for.
Save it.
No, I'm not gonna. I got in other new stuff, but
no, but just
no. It's not a thing. Okay. It's not a big thing. Well,
yes, it is. It's exactly what it is.
It's a bigger thing, a bigger guy. Apparently,
you know what?
There was a no. It's not a thing, Dan. Relax. It was a 600-pound man who passed out in, I believe, in a urinal. 31-year-old, 600-pound man.
In a urinal.
He was going, and he just...
Was he one of those, like, lean way too close to it guys?
Well, that's when you got insufficient meat, probably. You got to make sure that you...
Personal foul, insufficient meat.
You got to get as close as you possibly can because, you know, people are looking.
On the defense, the result of the play
I didn't bookmark
is a first
it.
Down.
I didn't
the play will be reviewed.
You're an idiot. I didn't bookmark it. I think I just tweeted the big eyes at it. But yeah, man, there was a guy who.
Boy, are you fat.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not. It was a guy who was 600 pounds plus. Who kind of, I hope he didn't die, but he lost it in the urinal. He kind of just went bye-bye.
Yeah, I've seen some one-year-olds in the bathtub who occasionally just, will kind of just say that's like,
That's not the same thing.
That's how I picture
it,
though.
A sleepy baby
that's how I picture it. I picture that guy looking exactly the same.
He's not a sleepy baby.
With the same expression on his face, just kind of...
Yeah, this is from the BH scanner. Dodger Stadium, 31-year-old male weighing 600-plus pounds, fell in the bathroom. LAFD medical services on site to assist and were requesting assistance at that time. That was at 11:38 p.m. last night.
So you don't know if he's dead or not?
I hope not.
Well, maybe he's a horrible guy.
You'd rather him go a different way, even if he was a horrible guy.
That's
like
pretty...
falling dead at Dodger Stadium in the bathroom.
Maybe it was his dream.
No, it wasn't. All right.
Maybe he knew he was
this
dying.
This is why I didn't save anything.
Well,
he wanted to tease this and come back with it. I killed your joy with the Logan Thomas story a couple of days ago, well, but it's perfectly fine. And wish death upon
dead
this
baby
Batman
story.
It's
different than
oh, Jesus. It's a big man.
Here's
who
my theory.
Down.
My theory is he knew he was dying, and that's where he wanted to die.
That's
one of the big fears I have is dying in a hotel room by myself.
Well, here's Joey Votto. I mean, that was Marty Bredeman just out of nowhere.
Hey, man, we all got him.
Like, thanks for that.
We all got him.
Yeah.
You know, I know, trust me, I know people who have similar fears or fears of taking a shower when nobody's around, that kind of thing. You're slipping and busting your head. Yeah, man.
Yeah, that always used to scare me when the kids were first started taking showers instead of baths. Mm-hmm. I was worried about that.
Yeah, slipping and falling is no joke.
Meanwhile, thanks to the texter that turned me onto the Twitter timeline from last night of Scott Kushner, who is the Pelicans,
Jared's brother?
Pelicans and NBA reporter for the New Orleans Advocate. And he was live tweeting all of the Steve Sparks stuff. And if I were reading this, I would not have believed any of it.
Dan, I only heard three cuts and I was sold. I walked. I'm telling you, the grin that Tanny gave me.
Do we have all this?
I don't know.
Look, I got a 7-minute chunk here. So whenever you want to carve out
some.
Yeah, it's a super cut. I cut it down to only the best stuff.
All right,
look, do it next?
Still 7 yes, minutes. We'll do it next, and we'll do it more than once.
And we'll do it live!
This
right,
segment.
Steve Sparks is going to rock your world.
Brought to you by 7 minutes. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Ready for a bad cold and flu season? A cold is a cold, but a flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by medical professionals everywhere. So, it is the same Steve Sparks that dislocated his shoulder trying to prove he could tear a phone book in half.
Oh, so he's a cowboy.
Yep, me from Tulsa.
He's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. Steve Sparks will delight you next.
Don't miss this.
Bernstein and Goff Show, 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, home of the amazing Santa Fe Sport.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Best two words in all sports, Game 7. Most stressful two words in all sports, Game 7. But the Astros took all the stress out of it by starting that game last night by punching the Dodgers in the face. They land a couple of haymakers. Next thing you know, they're up 5-0, and they've already taken LA and the fans right out of the game. And they took all the stress out of a Game 7 environment. They wounded LA at the jump, and then they choked them right out. And then Dodgers pitcher Rich Hill became that guy and threw that card. The quote, "I feel like we were the best team," card. An actual quote. He also said, "I wish there had been more." Look, He pitched his guts out in the postseason, but I hate that quote and I always have. You were not the best team, Rich. The best team won. Always has, always will. Tip your hat to the Astros. Keep moving and stop saying the better team didn't win. They did. And they did in your house. I'm Jim Rome.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is a great choice.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I just said that.
It's worth repeating.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contracts.
And AT&T's reliable network.
Switch to AT&T Prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new line of service, $45 or $65 plan, and auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Need a new heating system? Let the Home Depot do it for you. Our licensed professionals will do the job right. And now get up to $1,600 via online rebate when you purchase and install a new heating and cooling system through the Home Depot. Call 1-800-HOME-DEPOT or visit homedepot.com/HVAC to get started. Valid on in-home sales between October 19th and November 15th, and installations completed and paid in full by December 15th.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game. Maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review and
What a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
CBS Wednesday. In the fight against terror,
we have an opportunity to snatch a high-level ISIL commander.
This might be our only shot.
The U.S. Navy SEALs are our greatest weapon.
Fire the hole, boys!
When we face the worst,
it's Mad Max out there.
We send in our best.
Go, go!
David Boreanaz stars.
You can run, but you can't hide.
SEAL Team, Wednesday, only CBS.
CBS Friday on Blue Bloods. For the Reagan family, fighting for justice.
We have a goal here, to put an end to blood on these streets.
Protecting the innocent.
We're just supposed to sit back and allow a young boy to get abused.
Not on my watch.
And keeping their city safe.
My job is to get a dangerous killer off the streets.
We're the ones on the front lines.
Is all in a day's work.
30,000 cops in the city. You never know when one's going to be watching you.
Blue Bloods, CBS Friday, or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to the Taz Show, my live daily show.
Multi-time pro wrestling champion, celebrated color commentator, and award-winning podcaster Taz lets loose on his no-holds-barred show.
It's basically everything in the world of sports entertainment and wrestling and beyond.
Plus special guest segments, call-ins, and more. Tune in live weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. Eastern or listen anytime on demand at TazShow.com.
The Taz Show.
Body slams and beyond. Download and subscribe at thenewradio.com app.
CBS Sunday.
This is our Secretary of State.
We're going to make history.
Madam Secretary is a diplomat.
You must respect our process.
Let me lay out our process. You're going to open your gates or we're going to break them down.
A visionary.
It's only impossible if we fail to try. We need to take a stand.
And a patriot.
Mr. President, you need to win. You're going to need me as your Secretary of State.
Taya Leone is Madam Secretary.
Let's change the world.
CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
Getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The Talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
Chicago.com/events.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Here's a ground ball right side. Could do it. The Houston Astros are world champions for the first time in franchise history.
Yeah, the Astros are champions. Nicely done. That's two pretty good hip-hop scenes, too, if you think about it. L.A. and Houston. You know, you got Scarface and the Ghetto Boys and now Travis Scott, who's who the kids love.
Wasn't
UGK, but they're from Port Arthur. I don't know how close that is to Houston.
Wasn't Houston the center of sort of the crunked and screwed, chopped and screwed?
Chopped and screwed, yeah.
Sort of that like slow, on the lean kind of sound.
I forget the DJ's name, but if he was from Swisher House. Yeah, DJ. There it is. DJ Screw was the actual.
So that's where the name comes from.
He was the pioneer of the music, and he's also one of the first lean deaths in terms of just intake of too much codeine syrup. Yeah, he died as like he had a heart attack at like 31, 32 years old.
Yeah, that's no joke.
It's liquid heroin.
Right. If you're constantly drinking codeine as your primary nutritional source.
You see all these rappers that are having seizures and all this other stuff and guys having to land planes early is because they're hooked on codeine and they can't and their body is not going to be able to kick it. So yeah, but Houston's got a pretty dope music scene. Travis Scott got out there and got on top of the dugout last night and started celebrating with the people. So it's a good look for that city, good look for that team. There were people who didn't go overboard yesterday in terms of the Hurricane Harvey stuff.
Yeah,
I appreciated that.
Yeah, they could have been real easy to go there. Yeah. And I think they probably knew they did enough. And by the way, we're mm-hmm. now we're messed up on time because we promised the Steve Sparks chunk.
We'll do it after the update.
So we're going to
people are going to be here chilling with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I haven't heard it and I want to hear it. And there's... Man, Twitter really reacted to this because
he got it in, man. I mean, he I don't know.
So if you're producing, like, do you think the producer's on the phone with the station manager? Because it's just the radio, right? At that point, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know the schematics.
Do they just say, all right, let him roll with it as long as he doesn't swear, as long as he doesn't get us sued?
Yeah, let him have fun.
Just let him have fun.
Hey, they're getting a lot of shine across the nation right now because of it, to be honest with you. So maybe they knew old Sparky would react that way, and they're like, all right, let him ride.
I will say it's pretty impressive because I went through about 20 minutes of that stuff. There was only one borderline obscenity in the whole thing. Like, that includes background stuff. So, like, it's kind of amazing that it happened the way it did.
Right, because, you know, guys are in the most glorious moment of their life. Everybody's drunk. You know the F-bomb should be flying and could be flying, so.
You guys stunk 5 years ago!
He's right.
Dude, that is not a player. That is the broadcaster.
Yeah, the other Twitter thread that a texter brings up here, and I did not know this, the official Twitter feed of DiGiorno Pizza was having some fun at the expense of Papa John.
The man's brought it on himself.
Oh, boy, did they go in.
Pizza Hut jumped in as well.
Yep.
Yeah, he brought it on himself. If you're going to talk that talk, the other pizza company's going to be like, hey, by the way, we're good over here.
Our sales are up.
Right, our product is better than your trash-ass product and your trash takes and your trash life, your wax face and your big head buddy.
DiGiorno's tweeting better pizza, better sales.
See?
Us, and it has the arrow pointed up and the pizza slice, them, pizza slice, and like a down graph arrow.
The G rate.
Oh! Right. And then they go, at Papa John's, if only copying our rising crust were this easy.
Wow. Man, you leave yourself open. We do have to talk about something that happened directly after the game last night, too, which a lot of...
Was there another 600-pound man dropping dead?
No. This was a good moment. I don't know if the guy died either, by the way. Let's not put him in the grave yet. I mean, he'll be there probably soon.
Yeah, the 773 says, Dateline Los Angeles, terrible bulbous human being fulfills lifelong dream of dying in stadium bathroom.
I almost wasn't going to
mention
this
is great. The 815, look, I'll clobber the 815 when they deserve it, but whoever is representing you here is doing God's work. Dying in the urinal at Dodger Stadium, that's too good a death for John Lovitz.
Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Football Update Studio, I'm Rick Camp. Coach Fitz and the Cats are back at Ryan Field on Saturday, November 11th against Purdue. Tickets are on sale at NUSports.com. The Cubs announced weekend passes for the 33rd Cubs Convention go on sale tomorrow at noon. For Cubs, former Cubs pitching coach Chris Bosio, who's been hired for the same position with the Tigers, the Red Sox are bringing in Tony La Russa as a special assistant, and the Angels' Justin Upton has signed a new 5-year, $106 million deal. The Blackhawks are off until Saturday when they're in Minnesota. The Bulls are off today. They're in Orlando tomorrow in search of their first road win. The Cavs' Tristan Thompson suffered a calf injury and will probably miss a month. Andrew Luck's been placed on IR. He's still recovering from January's shoulder surgery. GM Chris Ballard said no doctor has indicated the problem with the shoulder could be career-threatening. Thursday night football tonight, the 5-2 Bills are visiting the Jets. Coverage on the score starts at 7. And in the MAC, NIU plays their rival tonight, Toledo. The update is brought to you by Rogers and Hollins. It's the bean. Frango mints belong to Fields. It will always be Sears Tower. You don't mess with Chicago icons. That's why we love Rogers and Hollins Jewelers. For over 100 years, it's the name Chicago trusts for fine quality jewelry, unique collections, and unbeatable protection plans. Use promo code FOREVER and save 10% online. I'm Rick Camp, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Let's get jobs! That's all we do!
This segment brought to you by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Ready for a bad cold and flu season? A cold is a cold, but flu brings fever. Be prepared with the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, backed by medical professionals everywhere. All right, 790 KBME in Houston. Their game analyst, their color commentator, former knuckleballer Steve Sparks, had himself quite the post game, and it sounded like this.
As Steve Sparks back in the Astros clubhouse with Ken Giles.
All right, back with Ken Giles in the Astros clubhouse. Ken, this is nuts, because it's the most crowded clubhouse I've ever seen. Maybe with the... Hey, pour that on me! I am damp.
What?
Ken Giles, you guys just won the World Series. I can't see, but can you?
Absolutely, I can see everything. Everything's bright. Fantastic here.
Blinded me with science, Ken.
The sky's the limit for us, and we're going to keep on rolling.
And for you personally, where do you get your energy from?
Hey, just enthusiasm, just being a positive mindset. Everybody, I want to set a positive mindset wherever I am.
Last thing, message for the fans back in Houston.
Houston strong, baby! World champs!
That's Ken Giles! That's all we do!
Quit yelling.
Back to you, Robert!
Thank you, Steve. You know, it's amazing. I wish Steve would get more excited in these clubhouse celebrations. Let's go back to the clubhouse with Steve Sparks.
Charlie Morton knocked it down. Devo locked it down. Coming out of the bullpen. World Series! Devo, I'm going to come back to you in a second, and you're going to sing Ain't No Sunshine.
I ain't singing.
Fisher's doused me, and I am cold. I am frigid, and I am damp. Yeah. Charlie Morton.
Then he started throwing some filth, throwing some breaking balls low and into some lefties.
And, you know
and they said, you know what? I quit baseball because this guy overmatched me.
Well, to be honest with you, like, it just went by so quickly.
It did?
It did. It was just it was so quick. On top of all this, is I got to throw to Brian McCann. And
he's a stud, isn't he?
You know, I threw my debut to him. We came up to get, you know, we not in the big leagues because he was way better than me. But we were drafted.
He is way better than you.
Yeah, and he caught my debut.
You know he has a pair body?
He caught my debut in 08 here, you know, over in Anaheim.
He's a little overweight.
He's a stud.
And Mike Fiers is taking a picture, and he's making sure I'm not in it because I'm a slug. Devo, Charlie, thanks for joining us, by the way. Devo, you might be the most talented karaoke singer I've ever heard in my life, besides Adam Lambert from American Idol. Ain't No Sunshine. Last time I asked you to sing Ain't No Sunshine, you went in to some other realm of some other song, and I said, what is he even talking about? You can knock this down. Bill Withers, Ain't No Sunshine. You guys just won the World Series. This is never going to happen again. Game 7.
Another try to say the name right.
No sunshine.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house ain't never warm when she's away. But baby, there ain't no sunshine when she's gone.
I kind of attracted to this.
She's gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
That's just so gorgeous. This is straight out of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou. Back to you, Robert.
And another great karaoke performance from Chris DaVinci. That's become a post-game celebration tradition. Yeah, Steve Sparks is going to join us in the clubhouse once again with Dallas Keuchel.
Hey, Dallas Keuchel just got interviewed by CNN. Blah, blah, blah. I want some boring interviews. Blah, blah, blah. CNN, Dallas, how was that? How did you feel, Dallas, winning a World Series?
It was horrible. I mean,
that guy should be expelled.
Altuve's silly, and he's still young. Marwin's young. I mean, these guys.
You're still young.
These guys are like.
I want to slap you in the face.
I'm the oldest of the group, so I got to be like the father shepherd, you know?
Have you ever put anybody over your knee and spanked them in the clubhouse?
No, but I thought about it.
Who?
I told them to clean their act up.
Who?
They're going to get.
Martez, right? Martez.
Martez knows Daddy Keuchel. Put the whooping on him if he's not in line.
Daddy Keuchel, did your mom ever put you over her knee and spank you?
She couldn't catch me.
You guys stunk 5 years ago.
We did. And you know what? Carl Schneider still stinks.
That's the clubhouse manager. I agree.
Steve Sparks, we'll go back to him down in the Astros clubhouse right now.
AT&T Sports. We got Jeff Blum and Julian Morales with us in the celebration. Yo! 111 losses 2 years ago, or 5 years ago. This Astros team sucked. What?
Can you
believe this?
Why are you whispering that? They did.
Blummer, how many celebrities did you see at Dodger Stadium tonight?
More than I care to see again.
Like who? Ashton Kutcher?
What'd you just crap on?
And who else? Who else did we see?
I don't know.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Astros games this year. I don't know what's going on outside of Astros baseball.
Who else did we see, Blummer?
Tupac.
We saw. Don't say Tupac. That is brutal.
Right now what?
I'm embarrassed for you on that last one. Who else did we see?
Manny from Modern Family.
Manny from Modern Family.
He's like
Manny. What? I liked him when he was cute and small. These days?
And Steve Sparks back in the Astros clubhouse. Let's go back down to Steve.
Thanks, Robert. Hey, we're getting ready to conclude things, and the Astros are celebrating. It's going to be going on for a while. Want to make sure we mention our boss, director of broadcasting, Jamie Hildreth. who passed away this spring training, and a big holy Toledo from the heavens. Watch it down on the Astros knock things down in Game 7 of the 2017 World Series. It's been unbelievable. Everybody in the club's getting tipsy. What? Everybody in the club getting tipsy. It's been a lot of fun. The Astros knocking it down, Game 7, against the Los Angeles Dodgers. It's been a great ride. We've been going since the third week of February. 212 broadcasts for this broadcast team. We've had a lot of fun. Robert, it's been very enjoyable. And the Astros, can you believe, after 56 seasons, being able to win the World Series for the first time? Unbelievable. Everybody, we thank you for being listeners. Fans, we love you. We'll see you in spring training back again next year. I'm out of here.
All right, and thanks again, Steve, for all your contributions down in the clubhouse and all season long.
Oh, my God. The quote of the year show is over.
Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know that it's ever started. Ladies and gentlemen, that was a 52-year-old man going down to celebrate with kids who are half his age.
The best part was... Wait a second. That last bit,
right.
They were supposed to do a... The closing segment was
somber.
Was in memoriam to their dead program director. I was expecting...
Mitch Rosen has died.
Right. Everybody in the club getting tipsy.
He quoted Jaquan.
I was expecting to be like, our program director, he passed away.
Hey, man, if you don't think that was awesome, you've got a problem.
That is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
If you are at work right now and your day is going poorly and that made it worse, then you got nothing to live for. Steve Sparks is 52 years old. This isn't a guy who just retired last
year.
That
takes the whole Rick Sutcliffe thing or any of...
Bro, we're going to run that again before the show is over.
Devo! I'm going to come back to you in a second. And you're going to sing Ain't No Sunshine.
He got it wrong twice.
Ain't No Sunshine.
He called it Sunshine twice.
You guys stunk 5 years ago.
No, I mean...
That's true.
Dude.
111 losses 2 years ago, or 5 years ago. This Astros team sucked. What? Can you believe this?
Why are you whispering that? They did.
By the way, for the people out there, why do they keep putting him on? That's their only sound from the clubhouse. He's got the microphone.
He's their the color commentator.
Right.
That's like Steve Stone or Ron
Coomdog
or Jim DeShays or Darren Jackson.
As if Coomdog snorted his
pillow. Passed out on my microphone.
Right. If he chopped up his pillow and snorted
it. I just ate half of my pillow.
Tommy's going to sing Ain't No Sunshine.
Jesus. Like, so many cringeworthy moments.
No, but when you put them all together, it becomes sort of a brilliant performance piece.
It's genius. It's genius. How do you get that drunk just walking downstairs? Think about that. He had to stay up there and give the goodbyes on the Astros Radio Network. All right, we're going to take a quick timeout. 312-644-6767 is the phone number.
This is time now to recognize the program director who passed away and everybody in the club getting tipsy.
3 o'clock, Anthony Herron will join us. You're welcome for that. It's the Bernstein and Golf Show.
Hey, Dallas Keuchel just got interviewed by CNN. Blah, blah, blah. I want some boring interviews.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on the Score.
Joe Buck wrote the article about the pinnacle of his career, calling the Cubs getting there.
The history of the Cubs, which, again, I'll go to my grave saying that's as good as it gets.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
horoscope.
Aries, your relationship may need some added attention this week, or you may be in for some troubled waters. Taurus, if you've been looking for a new job, this week may hold some promise. Keep your phone close. Gemini, image isn't everything, but focusing on yours may help you get ahead. Cancer, work isn't everything. Taking a moment to relax may be extremely beneficial to your well-being. Leo, when's the last time you worked out? It's a good time to focus on your health. And Virgo, this is the week you should focus on your future finances. Are your affairs in order? And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
CBS Monday.
I got the best donuts in Chicago.
Looking for service with a smile?
Do you have anything soy-based?
No, everything here is food-based.
Keep looking.
I'm going to help you bring this place into the 20th century.
You mean the 21st.
No, I don't.
So watch out.
It's my trademark.
Jalapeno.
Donut.
Feels like I'm eating the sun.
The donuts are coming.
So what's the pay?
Minimum wage.
Health insurance?
First aid kit.
Do you believe in profit sharing?
Yeah, I believe in it. I don't offer it.
Superior Donuts. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
Asking the right question is 95% of getting the right answer.
Here's a question I'll bet you haven't heard before.
You're the Speaker of the House. Have you reached out to the Democrats yet?
You've done your homework on this.
Mr. Vice President, tell me where you think this conflict is right now.
Terrific question.
What are some of the questions you want to see answered about what Russia may have done?
Thank you for the question.
What do you see as the central question?
Really a good question.
That's a great question.
Oh, that's a good question.
That is the perfect question.
Here's a question. Why would you get your news from anywhere other than CBS This Morning?
CBS Wednesday on Criminal Minds.
She's crazy, please! Help!
Sometimes to catch a killer.
She wasn't targeted, she was a witness who had to be silenced.
You have to think like one.
He needs easy targets.
If he sticks to his pattern, he usually kills in twos.
We're ready to deliver the profile.
Dare to go inside.
FBI! Don't move!
TV's number one suspense thriller.
We get into the mind of the killer.
Criminal Minds, CBS Wednesday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review and
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, you know, have a cigarette and read a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He is playing.
He's
so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely
no calls
blatant
too. This one when he ran off the screen, I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
The let him throw movement takes a real hit. Hold on, let him throw, except third and one or fourth and one when you have Jordan Howard and you're trying to extend the game.
Oh,
maybe let him run.
See, that's the thing. I'm screaming at Dowell Loggins. That's a bad day for Dowell Loggins.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
CBS Tonight. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Lover, how many celebrities did you see at Dodger Stadium tonight?
More than I care to see again.
Like who? Ashton Kutcher?
What'd you just crap on?
And who else? Who else did we see?
I don't know anything.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
I watched two 12 Astros games this year. I don't know what's going on outside of Astros baseball.
Who else did we see, Blummer?
Tupac.
We saw, don't say Tupac. That is brutal.
Right now, what?
I'm embarrassed for you on that last one.
Hub Arcus, that's getting better now.
Welcome back to the Bernstein and Golf Show. So that man that you just heard, Steve Sparks, this from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, sent to us by a listener, Tom Hardricourt.
Hardricourt, sure. Longtime baseball lifer.
Says, every time a professional athlete, and in particular a baseball player, is injured in some freakish manner, Steve Sparks knows who's coming next. Oh, what's coming next? Quote, the list are going to come out with the weirdest sports injuries of all time, said Sparks. I'm always high up on the list. That's what happens when you dislocate a shoulder trying to tear apart a telephone book, as Sparks did in the Milwaukee Brewers spring training camp in Chandler, Arizona in 1994.
He also dislocated his other shoulder trying to rip open a bottle of vodka.
Sparks, a 28-year-old knuckleball pitcher trying to make the big league team for the first time, decided to attempt that feat, but instead dislocated his left non-throwing shoulder for the seventh time in his career. Before retiring, Sparks dislocated that shoulder 15 times, resulting in three surgeries that left 11 plastic hooks to hold it in place. Every other time I had dislocated my shoulder, I had it over my head, recalls Sparks, now an analyst for the radio broadcast of Houston Astros games. So I figured if I kept my arm low, I could do it. I had it halfway ripped apart when my shoulder popped out. I got a pretty good tongue lashing from Sal and Gar. Manager Phil Garner. That injury mixed Sparks' chances of claiming a roster spot, but he did make his major league debut the following year, going 9-11 with a 4.63 ERA in 33 games.
He was famous for that, and now he is a legend.
Yeah. I just hope that because the internet's going to get a hold of this, and as you see Twitter timelines bubbling up on these sports sites for the win and some of these other outlets, that it doesn't discourage the next drunken clubhouse celebration by someone who didn't have anything to do with the game.
That if it's a player, you know, okay, players have their moments, but the fact was that they kept, first of all, kept going back to him,
mm-hmm.
where if their program director wasn't dead...
We're getting ready to conclude things, and the Astros are celebrating. It's going to be going on for a while. Want to make sure we mention our boss, director of broadcasting, Jamie Hildreth, who passed away this spring training, and a big holy Toledo from the heavens watching down on the Astros knock things down in Game 7 of the 2017 World Series. It's been unbelievable. Everybody in the club's getting tipsy. What? Everybody in the club getting tipsy.
Everybody in the club getting doing the chicken head.
Oh, I guess Jamie Hildreth was the senior VP of broadcasting of the Astros, not of the station. So he was the guy who coordinated the broadcasting stuff from the team side of it.
So he's in the middle of a memorial.
Somebody has to go. Somebody from the station has to go down there and say, "Hey, Sparksy, give me the ball."
No, they don't.
Yeah, I'm about to say, hell no, they don't.
Somebody says, it's not your night, man.
And it's not your night.
You've got reporters. You got somebody else.
And then what else? What does he do?
CNN should be banned.
Hey, Sparksy's throwing 100. He's painting all corners. Oh,
dude, killing it out there.
Oh, from our perspective,
I'd be giving him the stretch sign.
He's Randy Johnson with the Diamondbacks.
You're going 12 tonight, kid.
You're damn right.
You're going to wear this one.
Jack Morris out there, ladies
Sparksy,
and gentlemen.
Sparksy, you're going to wear this one.
A legend was born. That guy. That's how it happens, though. Like, from that moment on, he will be known nationally. Like,
he'll be on Kimmel or something.
Oh, my God. Like, he's a star today. He is an absolute star. Speaking of, I want to talk about something that happened after the game last night. I have some questions about a very public event that took place, so we'll do that when we come back.
This segment brought to you by Taco Bell, introducing Taco Bell's new crispy chicken quesadilla, boldly seasoned crispy chicken inside a cheesy quesadilla. It's a deliciously unexpected pairing.
It's a short thing. Anthony Herron will be at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Bernstein and Golf Show, 670 The Score.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly!
And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm.
Just keep listening to the Molly and Hanley Show mornings 5 to 9 starting November 13 to find out how you can win one of five incredible trips for two to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
Thanks to the great people at Apple Vacations.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Celebrate. Die Hard is partnering with Sears Auto Center to help you get to your next adventure. Drive into a Sears Auto Center near you and take advantage of one of their most exciting offers ever. Buy three Die Hard tires and get one free with installation. Some exclusions may apply. Visit SearsAuto.com to find a location. 50 powerful years. Forever.
Chicago. One night in 2016 was not enough. Now in 2017, you get closer. Guns and Roses. This Monday night at United Center. Get access to preferred seating with your city card. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com, the venue box office, or by phone. Guns N' Roses. Not in this lifetime tour. Produced by Live Nation.
Can I give you some advice?
Good advice.
Good advice.
Radio.com presents Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
We read advice columns, we figure out why they're wrong, and then we give you the real answer.
That's good advice.
So I'm torn because I know the teenagers make the worst decisions.
Yeah.
What you do is you teach your kids how to be smart about sex. And I'm talking to my son all the time about sex, and guess what? He's like, Dad, I'm 10.
Not So Nice Advice with comedian Chuck Nice.
Worst person to get advice.
Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening.
The word is out about Life in Pieces.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? Is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life in Pieces, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
The Bears, oh my God, they just keep getting these horrific injuries. I mean, God bless Zach Miller. That was a serious injury.
That might be career-ending for a guy who's been down this road, what, four times now? Three or four? Yeah, Jim Miller in the postgame said it's every bit of a 19-month return.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
The only way to stop Leonard Floyd is to hold him.
Dude!
I counted.
He is playing.
He's
so
unbelievable. I counted three absolutely blatant.
There's one where he ran off the screen. I'm like, he's got to be getting held right now.
The only way you stop him is by committing a penalty. Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Here we go with the review. And
what a joke.
What a joke is right. I mean, look.
That's awful.
The receiver not only has to hold the ball for like 5 minutes, he has to, have a cigarette and read out a chapter of a book before they said he had possession of the ball. I mean, here's a guy with a dislocated knee.
Unbelievable.
And the ball is still squarely in his possession.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
NFL Network.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
3-2 to Springer.
Shot into left center field. Back at the wall. It's gone. Springer stays hot. And it's 5-0 Houston here in the second.
All right, this has happened twice now. Well, it happened twice in the World Series to Yu Darvish. And apparently, as you always like to say, they had his pitches. Carlos Beltran, who was a teammate of one Yu Darvish and Texas Rangers in the postgame, brought this up.
Was there any sharing information with Darvish? Was he doing anything perhaps with his glove that those hitters look so comfortable?
Jesus Christ, man.
Inside info.
Inside info.
You know what? Yu Darvish is a guy that I got the opportunity to play with him last year when I was with the Rangers. Yu Darvish take a lot of pride into no tipping. So, you know, Yu Darvish wasn't doing much. There were a few things that he was doing, but, you know, a lot of guys sometimes are afraid to use them. Right. You know how it is. Sometimes you could translate something to the younger guys, and they're going like, oh, man, I mean, that's too tight. That's too late. But, you know, Yu is a great man. I have to honestly say that.
You can say pass. Go ahead.
Look at his face.
He's smiling. He's about to cry again.
Yeah, I wish that Alex and David Ortiz didn't get in his way there because he was getting ready to break it down for you a little bit more. But if you know, that.